Welcome back to Pain and Suffering, everyone. This is gonna be hard to do. Yeah, I could barely read the chat with this shit. And then, what the fuck? Alright. Whatever. Rangers lose. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck that just shared in the chat. Can one of you pull the chat up on your phones?
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Rangers got absolutely killed today, to no surprise. And I got to witness it in person. Let's go. Let me see the, there we go. All right, we got the comments up now. There's nothing really to discuss that's new about this team, about this game. They got absolutely killed. I promise you guys, I tried starting the fire jury chance. We tried starting it. It didn't work. There were casuals in our section. At least we entertained them. So we're leaving with something here. But either way, yeah, just a putrid, absolutely putrid loss yet again. Jonathan Quick was terrible. Carson Soucy's terrible. This entire decor is terrible. It just is what it is at this point. I don't even expect a lot of viewers tonight just because everyone's probably checked out of this fucking dog shit anyway. Rangers still make the playoffs, boxing fan. Yeah, nice.
It's just one game, guys.
It's just one game, yeah. Just
one game.
We're still
fighting.
Yes, we're live at Penn Station right now, yes, because I could have waited to get home to do the post game, but to tell you the truth, I just want to be done and over with this fucking post game show, just like most of them, to end the season. So then I could just be done with it for the season because I just have no appetite to talk about this team anymore. They're fucking terrible. Let's see. The corporate people have no life in them. Yeah. What about Fire Laviolette also? We didn't try to start those chants, but we could have. I didn't really care, though. I mean,
Drury's the real enemy anyway.
Yeah, Drury's more of the problem. So we tried. It didn't work.
Ranger Central beat Ice Cold Takes tonight. That's all you got to know. Optimistic D is done.
Yep, it's one game, Nick. That's all right. Only watched because of Sam and JD. By the way, chat, how was Sam and JD on the call tonight? Because
I'm pissed I missed that.
I thank you, Joey, again, for inviting us to the game. So
thank you, Joey.
Yeah, yeah, anytime, guys.
The only unfortunate part was missing that commentary, but I'm definitely gonna rewatch that probably. So yes, we were at the game. Yes.
Sadly.
Unfortunately.
The one time we get free tickets and it's gotta be this shit show.
Yeah.
Great. Terrible.
JD called Berard Bedard. That does not surprise me.
Wait, did JD say something about Schneider? Because that was his draft pick.
Yeah, I'm curious how it was for JD calling this just because of the fact that he built part of this team, so it's like...
Are you in the toilet?
Yeah.
Close to it, yeah.
Close enough. I mean, it's not
fun. I mean, the Rangers smell like shit, so...
The toilet is MSG when we gotta watch this fucking team play. Simple as that.
And we're just the toilet paper.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
We're the urinal cakes.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no point in this shit anymore. It's just more annoying than anything. And I think next, if they lose tomorrow night, I think they're officially eliminated, which at this point, please,
I think Montreal needs at least one more point because the Rangers, I think they technically hold the tiebreaker, but it doesn't matter.
Which means Gabe Perreault is definitely a healthy scratch in the next game, too.
I was going to say, let's address the elephant in the room there. Gabe Perreault getting scratched in game 78 of the regular season when this team is so far out of the playoff race, I just can't understand this bullshit anymore. And people wonder why the fuck this team does not develop prospects. People wonder why I'm negative about this team. Case in point, proven why. There's no silver lining with this bullshit anymore. It's just every single year, it's the same thing. Thank you for the $2. Jero, sorry if I said your name wrong. This team reeks of onions, ship off half of this team. I'm right there with you, man. Reek of onions, reek of wolf shit, reek of whatever you want to say it is, reek of Penn Station. I don't care what you want to say.
Onions have
it is ogres. It's terrible though. The pain is over. Unfortunately, not officially, but it's getting close. I just don't understand though why they sat Gabe Perreault today. It just makes absolutely no sense. I thought you weren't gonna do this. Unfortunately, I'm doing this, yes. Yeah, let's go, Mets. That's right. Need these points. Make us rest up for tomorrow. Is that what he said?
Christ. Tomorrow.
Jeez. There is no tomorrow.
Get a loser.
There is no tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Everyone, Chris Kreider scored.
Look up. Look up. Everybody look up.
That's where it's going.
That's where it's going.
Round of applause for Chris Kreider, everyone. I don't even know how much battery my phone has, so.
Everything good I said about the Rangers last year is, like, completely undone. It's, like, the complete opposite. If you follow my channel, you know how optimistic I am. And these guys make fun of me all the time for it. But I'm being serious when I say that this is the most disappointing, infuriating, can't get over with it soon enough season that I've ever witnessed as a Rangers fan. Yeah, I was cheering for the goals, but in the back of my head, I'm also thinking, how are we going to screw this up? That's literally what I said after Miller's goal made it 4-3 is, all right, now it's time to screw it up and lose the game. And the Rangers allowed it. How many goals in the third period? Six?
Five or six.
Six goals in the third period. It was 2-2 going into the third period. Six goals, a Tyson Forrester hat trick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just gone from bad to worse. And, I mean, all the pessimism from Evan is very much warranted. The team's not run well. I think a summer, anything less than, like, Drury and Laviolette not being gone is a complete failure. That needs to happen. And then in addition to Kreider and Zibanejad needing to be moved, you got to replace them. And if it's Drury that's calling the shots, I don't have any confidence whatsoever anymore in him. I've defended him enough, and that's it.
Yeah, and we didn't want to be right about this shit. We wanted Joey to be right, but unfortunately, this is where we are. You're braver than us for standing for the goals, because Matt and I, we did not stand for a single goal tonight. We were just pressed. Like, the Trocheck one was nice. The Panarin one was nice. I won't take that away from the two of them, but it just, I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Hey, I was happy for Brodzinski, too. That guy works his ass off, but, you know, his whole team, you can't say the same thing about them.
Let me see what else you guys are saying in the chat, because I'm not going to be live too long. Like I said, I don't know how much battery I have left on my phone, so. Blackatron saying, I'm looking forward to your final epic rant of the season where you could just finally let it all off your chest. Me too. I can't wait for it to. Believe me, I'm going to go in on this team. Anthony saying, no effort, D. Thank you for the $20, Davis. Holy shit. Thank you. Question. You going to follow or root for any other teams in the playoffs with the Rangers out? I'm not quite sure, because honestly, this team has made me, like, so sick of watching hockey to where I'll watch some of the playoff games, but I'm more focused on the Mets at this point. Like, if they're it, maybe I'll do a couple streams here and there. Maybe for the finals, I will do a couple of post-game streams for whoever's in it. But that's really about it, honestly, because this team has just made me pissed off with just watching the sport. I'll do off-season streams, obviously, here and there. But if there's minimal changes, I'm sticking to my word. Like, if John Tortorella is the coach next year, I'm not committing to doing these streams full-time. I'm just not. I can't anymore. It's just to a point where there's nothing left to be said. Like, what? I get that you guys are entertained. Believe me, I love doing this as therapy. I love letting you guys have the opportunity to do this as therapy with me. But at the same time, it's like I'm going in circles every single stream. And if John Tortorella's here, I'm going to be repeating myself every night about sitting young guys. The power play looks like garbage, and this team is just being ran to the ground. So I will do streams now and then. I will cover this team now and then. But I'm at a point where if Torts is here, I just there's no direction. I don't even want to bother anymore. And yeah, burned a year of fucking Perosi LC to sit him. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Like I said, people wonder why this organization can't develop prospects. There you go.
DP asking, would you take the top 10 draft pick or giving it to Pittsburgh? I'm only keeping if it's in the top five. This draft class is horrible beyond five. Like, I would move it if it's anywhere else but the top five.
If it's James Hagans, then that would be pretty good, right?
Hagans, Schaefer, yeah. Misa.
Just to sit him on the fourth line.
Yeah, just to sit him on the first.
Honestly, yeah, it's like when they were showing they were doing a prospect report during the game with Brody Lamb. It's like future fourth liner, baby. Yes, it's just one game.
This is why I wasn't excited for. Actually, to be honest, the only reason why I was excited to come tonight in the first place, other than, you know, hanging out with these guys and you know, because these guys are my close friends, I want to see Gabe Perreault live and for him to, you know, play. And, well, gets sad. And like we said, I can't get excited for another Rangers prospect because we all know how this ends.
Yeah, I wanted to wear my USA Perreault jersey, but I didn't get to happen. Am I going to do Knicks videos? Good question, Ross. But I don't know. To be honest with you, maybe for the playoffs I'll do some. Really depends.
They still think they can make the playoffs. I was reading some of the post-game quotes, and yeah, Fox is like, it's a shitty feeling, but we just got to go in there tomorrow and try and win a game.
Yeah, it must be nice to be stupid, because you just live happy 24-7. Izzy saying, I listened to Sean Morash's rant on WFAN, and he let it all out on the Rangers.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, well, that was not enough said still. Like, they barely talked about hockey even then. Not surprised. Zombielette really wants this paid vacation next year. You're not wrong, Fuck Rock. And I think, again, this is conspiracy theory only. I have nothing to back this up. I would not be surprised if he sagged Gabe Perreault because he just wants to get fired at this point, and he just has had enough.
They should just do it already. Fire Laviolette and let Michael Pekka be the head coach, or Dan Muse, even. Whatever. But, I mean, I think the main guy you guys probably want is David Carl, right? He's the head coach.
David Carl, and if not, I mean, Mike Sullivan's the only retread I would want.
I don't even think anything would happen with Sullivan. I think you get more of the same.
No matter who the coach is, honestly. Yeah, issue.
I mean, my whole point with the coach is that if Chris Drury's still here and if a majority of these core guys are still here, it doesn't matter who the coach is.
There needs to be a new eye for talent, too, I feel like, in the front office. Like, I feel like they're completely missing the mark on this stuff.
Every coach will come here and fail under this current structure and regime. It doesn't matter who they bring in. They could bring in John Cooper. John Cooper will fail because the players will turn on him.
Yeah. It does not matter. And like we mentioned on the last post game, there's how many players locked into contracts with no move clauses? Like 12.
It's like
next year.
Pretty much all the defense, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Both goaltenders,
yeah.
I agree, John Rattigan. I don't think David Carl's coming, but that's a guy that we would want. I think David Carl, though, I don't think he's going to be ready to be an NHL coach yet. I think he's staying at Denver for a bit. But I think after Denver, he'll be an NHL coach. And it's just he'll be the coach when, you know, the Rangers are in a spot where they're not going to fire
the
coach.
And even if David Carl was ready to take the jump into the NHL next season, he would want to go into a much more stable condition where he could just go in right away, put his philosophy in place. And here, it's not going to happen because you could just see from prior events how, sure, the first year it might be great. It was all great under Gerard Gallant the first year. What happened the second year? They made the playoffs, but they collapsed. The first year under Lavia was all nice. It was all great. What happened this year? It's a total shit show. It's a cycle that's continuing with these coaches. And really, do the coaches deserve some blame? Yes, but it goes far beyond the coaches. It goes to the front office. It goes to ownership. It goes to the players. Everything from top to bottom is currently a mess within this organization.
I think you could even go further back than Gallant. Like, David Quinn, too, you could stretch that out. Like, maybe 18-19 wasn't so successful, but 19-20 was, like, a step forward, right? They pushed to the playoffs, and then the following year, 20-21, was a really big step back year. They didn't do anything. I know it was a competitive division, but, again, they didn't do anything that year. And he was largely, like, the same coaches like Gallant and stuff. He would sit younger guys and all that stuff.
Thank you for the $2, Steve. Baby Devils clinched the 3 seed. Thank you, Raggy Rangers. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Steve.
Enjoy the playoffs.
Enjoy your first round exit.
First or second round. Either or.
First round exit.
But whatever.
There's not much else to talk about.
Anthony saying the team quits on coaches.
You know, the Devils fans now, I have to point it out. It's like the meme. You know the meme where the guy's, like, in third place and he's, like, pouring the champagne all over him? That's Devils fans right now. That's Devils fans because the Rangers suck.
I love this comment from Anthony. This team quits on coaches like how the contractors quit on finishing the ceiling above you guys. Yeah. That's a good comment, man. Where are we? We're live from Penn Station. Because we just soaked in some live Rangers hockey. unfortunately. Yeah. Because, like I said, I mean, I vowed to not come to games unless it was for free. That's literally the only reason I'm here. Otherwise, I would not be here at all. And I proudly did not spend a single dollar in the arena as well. Maybe. Didn't pay the bathroom fees. I got away with that, too. Urinal cameo. Was there a fire jury chant? We tried.
We tried. No, I honestly,
we tried a couple of times.
We gave it like three or four. I thought
we got one or two other people there to join in.
Yeah, the woman in front of us, which God bless the people that were in front of us. Those two women, they put up with our bullshit the entire night. They joined in a little bit. That was about it.
Yeah, that was nice. I got scared at the end, like I said to you guys before. I thought they were upset. They were mad at us. So I was like, oh, shit. I should never come back to a game again. No, they were good.
There's a bathroom fee now. No, I was making a joke there.
Yeah, you need to play with your Chase debit card.
Yeah, as long as you have your Chase card, you get a discount.
Did we boo loudly for the rest of you? Yeah. Yes, we did.
Of course.
I booed every time they came on the reach period.
Every power play was the loudest boo you'd ever hear.
Got free tickets to work. I know exactly why no clients or account executives want these tickets anymore.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I got the free tickets.
No one wants them.
Yeah.
No one wants them. Urinal Vakanainen.
Urinal Vakanainen.
That's a good one. I like that one.
He had 2 points tonight, too. That's a really great one. That's good.
Yeah, Lavi lets not in the locker room after the game. That's right, Dallas.
That's not uncommon, though. But, you know, that's just adding fuel to the fire, you know?
For me, it wasn't even about him not going into the locker room after losses I was concerning. It's the fact that he literally admitted...
He said, I have no message, right?
Yeah, that he has no message. Yeah,
that's same.
Like, you...
I was pissed.
You can't say that. Where did we sit in the 100s, which is also part of why the chants were unsuccessful. If we were in the upper deck, maybe we would have had a slightly better chance, but... Even then, who the fuck is showing up to these games? Like, who the fuck actually comes to these games with their money at this point?
Yeah, James Dolan couldn't possibly be satisfied with the attendance now, could he? You know, the revenue's got to be going down.
But apparently, people tell me that we can't do a rebuild in New York because, the attendance... Yes, okay, sure.
The Mets are actively doing this right now.
Oh, fucking Mets. They're not even rebuilding now.
They're rebuilt.
They are rebuilt,
and it took 1 year.
If tickets are cheap for the final home game, which, you know, the low price of $100, then, yeah, go ahead. I mean, go boo them. Go try to start the chant. It's probably not going to work, but you could definitely try. I mean, I would love that if it worked. Was there tumbleweeds blowing around the arena? As much as I like and respect Quick, when your backup goalie is considered to be the leader in the locker room, you have big problems. And that's exactly what I said.
It's just like the Rempe thing last year with like him being changing everybody around him. Like if you're relying on your fourth line guy, you got a problem already.
You have a second year player winning the extra effort award and your 40-year-old backup goaltender winning the leadership award. What the fuck does that say about this team?
Yeah.
Let's see. How slow was Fox in real time? This entire team,
they can't move the puck.
No, they.
Soucy, if he moved any slower, you'd think time's moving backwards. I'm so fucking tired of him. He's fucking garbage. That was the dumbest trade I've ever seen in my life, and that's a lot considering Drury's made a lot of stupid trades. I'm so fucking tired of him.
Third round pick.
Thank you for joining the membership program, Brody. I appreciate that. Of course, tickets are expensive when you're paying two head coaches year in and year out. True. We don't have a captain. This team is a shit show. Fox got bitched on that empty net goal. He got bitched the entire night.
Yeah, I don't understand that call. That thing. You got mauled in center ice.
We didn't even talk about how the too many men penalty that they took fucking took. That killed me because they had six guys on and then three guys get off and you see just three of them on the ice. How do you go from six to three?
These are dumb.
Blake Wheeler versus Carson Soucy in a race who wins. Blake shit versus Wheeler. Diarrhea. I have no answer to that one.
No.
time. How lazy does Kreider look in person?
Oh, fucking, he's checked out.
When he scored that goal, I was so pissed. I straight out screamed, "You fucking dickhead!" I just screamed, "You dickhead!" when he scored.
That was the one goal I didn't stand for. Actually, was the one that made it 6-5 because the Rangers.
Chris Paul, yeah.
Chris Paul. It's a big three to cut the lead of 42. Yeah, that because the Rangers have gone all year without a multi-goal comeback win, which is insane to think about. The Mets have played, how many games have the Mets played? What are they, 8, 11, 4, 11, 12 games? And they have like 2 or 3 multi-run comebacks already.
Yeah.
In 12 games. Unreal.
Team apart.
Yeah, the no quit. Remember when I brought that flag out? Man, like, you could almost burn it to the ground now. Just
wet poop is faster than dry poop. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't argue with the logistics there.
They're both disgusting.
Last February, look how much this team has fallen.
Yeah, we were complaining. You guys were complaining about them back then. I remember. I defended them. But when they're playing like this, how can you defend?
We didn't want to rip them, but we just saw the cracks early on before. And they were still, I mean, they were a good team last year, but they just didn't have enough to be the cup contender that people thought they were. And it got exposed when they played a team like Florida in the conference final.
They lost and that then, to their team.
And then this year when, you know, you go into free agency and there was clear showing that, you know, there needed to be personnel change because of the way they just got destroyed in that Panthers series. And then, you know, the whole Trouba fiasco and everything, you know, you don't make a big addition to your top six. You know, you bring in a guy like Riley Smith. The defense is still terrible. You still rely on Igor. And
yep.
You could tell early in the season, like, sure, they were picking up wins early in the season and they had the good record. But if you really were watching the games and how they were winning those games, you could tell that eventually it was going to catch up to them. And then look what happened.
Everything after those first 6 or 7 games, I don't care about the record. Like, the first 6 or 7 games were good. The 5-0-1 or the 5-1-1 start, whatever it was, that was good.
It was just after that,
when 12-4-3. I was not sold. I was totally like catching their flaws.
And then they quit it.
And then the memo came out and everything went to short.
Yeah, and
everybody around Dave Drury got better. Every team around the Rangers got better, except the Rangers. And that's ultimately where the biggest issue is.
They have 9 wins against playoff teams this year. 9 wins. Sure. Like, God. That's just how bad they are. Like, those. No other way to put it. And last year, like, they were a good team. They just never felt like a President's Trophy team. Like, that's really what it was. It just too many games where they had to come back. It was unsustainable. The one line producing the entire time. It was never going to last. Did I think it was going to be this bad? Fuck no. But now I just, like, want to pull my hair out because I just know it's only getting worse from here. I'll answer a few more questions and then I'm going to wrap this up because I don't know what my phone is at. Yeah, I just wanted to go live here just because it was a lot easier than waiting to get home. From first to worst, yes. Riley Smith will be competing for a cup. Same with Lindgren. Yeah, Jimmy Vesey apparently scored. That's what someone else said in the chat before. Scored yesterday or whatever. Yeah, the big off-season acquisitions of Riley Smith and Sam Carrick. All right. I think we're going to wrap it up here just because I don't want to risk my phone dying. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and watching this live version from Penn Station here. So, sorry the audio if it was bad. Sorry about it being a little chopped the entire live stream, but I appreciate everyone sticking out here. We'll be doing just 5 more of these, thankfully, and then the season's done. So, thank you, everyone, for watching. Leave a like if you enjoyed. Subscribe. If you're also the audio version, give a 5-star rating and review. I'd appreciate that. Turn on your notifications so you know when we upload or go live on the channel. And we'll see you guys in the next one.